A la vista, movies.
It's B-Movies, thanks to Metze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
So excited to have the New Zealand International Film Festival hitting Tamaki very, very shortly. Now our weekly reviewer, Latia, has been given a couple of preview screeners, which is so exciting, of films that are appearing at the film festival this year. Latia, where do we start?
Good morning. Yeah, so exciting. Film festival is my favourite time of year. So very excited to have a few screeners in preparation for the big thing coming soon. This week I've been watching Mari Mari, which is a new documentary by Paul Wolfram, who is a New Zealand director, that will be screening next month. And yeah, it's a pretty interesting and hard-hitting one.
How so? Talk us through it.
So the documentary follows, set in Papua New Guinea in the remote highlands with a human rights defender called Evelyn Kunda, who is doing some very urgent and important work to help victims of sorcery, who have been accused of sorcery. And yeah, it's a verite-style documentary. It's very immersive. You're in that world. It's probably a world many audiences won't be familiar with. But, you know, quite sadly, within Papua New Guinea and remote areas, there's been, an epidemic of sorcery-based violence where there is a death in the community, sometimes someone gets ill and dies, or a child drowns, or it could be anything. Women in particular are often accused of, sorcery or black magic or witchcraft and blamed and then quite brutally tortured, sometimes killed. The family is exiled from that community and left, you know, houseless and unable to feed themselves. And she is working with those families to try and rehouse them, to try and bring them safety, also to bring awareness about this violence, which is often very gender-based. But it is a very nuanced topic. It goes into a lot of areas, particularly around, you know, climate change, disease, healthcare, and the fact that the government is doing or can't really do a lot about it because it is. You know, despite trying to prosecute people, it's still, you know, an issue that is running rampant in those areas. But women like Evelyn and human rights defenders are trying really hard to bring an end to it. So this film is very much a call to action to bring awareness to this issue and also to raise more international support for people like Evelyn.
With the documentary being set in such a remote place and obviously quite isolated communities, it seems like, I'm just imagining, it would have been incredibly hard to get access with a film crew.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about, you know, the crew behind. I know Phil Paul filmed it, and he has quite a strong history with filming within Indigenous-specific communities. So he was already doing research into that area. So I think he was allowed quite a lot of access. And I imagine it was a very small crew because obviously people are very wary and, you know, suspicious about people coming in and filming them. But he does get access to her, you know, the victims of sorcery, but also people that have committed, you know, these attacks on people or even killed or harmed people, and to get their perspective about why they did it. So it is quite a lot of unmitigated access. And I will say, you know, to audiences that might be interested, it is quite a unfiltered look. There's no kind of frills or flourishes. It is quite hard-hitting. There is some quite disturbing scenes that you see, videos that have been shared, as well as some of the stories. So just a bit of a warning going into that. And it is a very... It is a really complex issue, a complex political issue, a social issue, a gender issue. But for myself, as a Fiji and a Melanesian filmmaker who is interested in these issues across the Pacific, I think it is a really important issue that is being to be made aware of, and I'm glad that the film festival is screening it.
Wow, it sounds incredible. Are there any other takeaways? People have only got one chance to see it in Auckland Saturday, the 17th of August at 10 a.m. at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. So,
yeah, it's one opportunity. So do get along if you can. And also if you look up Mari Mari Film, and I believe from in the documentary it says that it Māori Māori means to show compassion and to show care, which is what Evelyn is doing. You can get more information on the film's website and how you can actually support kind of the human rights efforts in this case.
Excellent. Hey, Latia, thank you so much for B-Movies this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next Friday, and we'll be covering off more of the International Film Festival program.
Yes, I'm so excited. See you next week.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to B-Movies, thanks to Metso Bar.